Or do you just clean all the time? When you're upset?
Particularly when I'm upset. It occupies me and everything is fine, but I have a handle on it now, and I'm a lot better than I used to be.
Will you come over to my place and clean?
That's what everybody says.
Well, my mother is completely pathologically addicted to checking her hair in the mirror all the time. She has a real hang-up about her hair. She's completely obsessed with it. She spends hours and hours checking out her hair and...
Does it interfere with her life?
I think it's really time-consuming, and yes, I think it does. I mean, she can get really upset. And if she goes to the hairstylist and has anything done, she gets really upset for days if it's slightly wrong, or she's really self-conscious about it.
Just about her hair?
Uh-huh.
How long has this been going on?
Ever since she was a child. I found out that her brother had curly hair when he was a child. Beautiful curly hair and big brown eyes. And I think he was kind of the favorite child. I think he was the favored one.
And she has straight hair?
And she has straight hair, and I think that's where it comes from. But she's really hung up about it.
There's a name for this condition, but I can't remember what it is, and I'm not sure what it's called, but I count things. If I come into a room, I will count the number of lights on the ceiling. The only thing is, I don't know how many there really are, because I count things so that they turn out to be in multiples of 3 or 9. And I also count panes and windows. I will count panels and doors. But I like them always to add up to 3 or 30 or 90, so it's a pretty useless thing. But it's just something I do.
Oh, yes. My friend is obsessed with healthy eating, absolutely obsessed, and it makes going out for dinner with her really boring, because you can't... Anything on the menu, she just goes on and on about how this is bad, that's bad, allergy to this, allergy to that, getting the waiter over to talk and, you know, about certain things that are in each dish, and it's just so... It really does interfere with, like, her social life or having fun with her because she's just completely obsessed with what she eats. And it's just, I don't know, it's kind of boring.
3.26.
What's the question? Do I have any obsessions? Well, I don't consider them obsessions, but I do have a habit of organizing myself in ways that other people might consider obsessive. I've walked into a friend's apartment where I was staying for a week or two and instantly alphabetized their collection of CDs or DVDs of maybe 100 or so, because if I was going to be there and I needed to find a piece of music, it just means it was a lot easier to find it when it's alphabetized.
Are all your book collections and record collections at home alphabetized?
Absolutely. It just saves... I do it once, and it saves a lot of time when I'm looking for things afterward. It's just practical. I don't think it's obsessive.
Do you have any personal obsessions? For example, you know, collecting things, exercise, neatness, that kind of thing.
Well, I do. I have a real obsession with cleaning, and it's awful. It's the bane of my existence. It's absolutely terrible. I cannot relax unless everything is absolutely, you know, clean and organized. I've had to dial it back a little bit because my husband's very laid back, and I just haven't been allowed to be as obsessed as I have been in the past. And of course, having children stops the obsession a little bit because there are toys and stuff everywhere.
Uh-huh. Where did the obsession come from?
Well, I think it's just, it's a security thing, and I feel when everything's neat and clean, I feel safe and comfortable. And I think it's because when I was in my early teens, my parents split up, they divorced, and that's when it started. I started cleaning. We had a smoked glass coffee table with chrome legs, and I used to clean that because I couldn't stand the fingerprints on it, and that's where it began. That then escalated, and I started cleaning the kitchen and the bathroom.
Oh, my goodness. As a teenager?
Yes. And then vacuuming came into the picture, and I started vacuuming. But ironically, I have a couple of friends, and their obsession with cleaning started with the same thing. Their parents split up at about the same age, in their early teens, and they have obsessions with cleaning, too. One who I work with, not very far from here today, and another girlfriend who I took a class, we met during the class, and she has the same problem, so I don't know whether it's there's anything to that.
Do you clean when you're upset, or do you...
Yes.